Meet Billy. They've recreated everyday essentials by delivering premium razors and high-performing body care directly to you. No pink tax and no visit to the drugstore. And, of course, no breaking the bank. Go to mybilly.com to get their starter kit for just $9. That's going to include their award-winning razor, two refill blades, and a magnetic holder that keeps your razor safe and dry in between uses, which is my personal favorite because once it's on the shower floor, what happens, Amanda?
It gets all slimy-wimy, and we don't like that.
We do not want that.
It's actually one of the most convenient things to have Billy because, as you all know, I'm here in South Dakota traveling and living out of a hotel. So it was easy to pack. It came with everything I needed. And the magnetic holder is just housed on up inside the shower and easy to reach. And it's not on the floor because when it gets on the floor, it gets
slimy.
And it's honestly the smoothest shave ever. And my pregnant ass needs a smooth shave. They're an Allure Best of Beauty winner and on Nylon's Beauty Hit List for a reason.
And to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/related. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping. Always mybilly, BILLIE.com/related.
Boom chakalaka.
Boom chicka wow wow. Hey guys.
Are we about to start this now?
Yeah, happy Thursday. The earth says hello.
Happy, happy Thursday. Let's get the show on the road.
Hi to my sister, who we are currently on a Zoom call. This is our first episode Zoom calling each other, not being side by side. So this is a little bit like of a bittersweet moment. Would that be the proper term?
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet. I'm looking at you, but I can't like squeeze your cheeks or anything.
So today was a very long day. This is not only our first Zoom podcast episode with each other, but it's also very late at night.
It's almost as if we're time traveling because I'm talking to you and it's 8:30 and you're talking to me and it's 9:30.
I know. Didn't you technically cross the line of time change?
Yeah. So Brett came and visited me for the last week in South Dakota. He worked from here, which was super nice of him, and I'm so freaking grateful that he crossed the country for me. I've been in all-day trainings all freaking day, which they've been absolutely incredible and transformational. And by the way, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the training that I had today was just insanely good. But anyway, so he came to visit, and I've been in trainings all day. We've been able to, like, you know, sleep together and have dinner together, and then we'd have like breakfast together. I know, right? Oh, it's been rather feisty here. But anyway, we're no longer under mom's roof.
Oh my God.
But we decided, because I had one day off last week, that we were going to drive out west. So we left Thursday night at 8 p.m. and we drove all the way to Rapid City and stayed over in Rapid City, South Dakota, which is like they call it the gateway. Which is like the gateway to the Black Hills and the Badlands and all these different like cool places to travel. And we woke up early Friday morning, which is the day that I had off, and we went to Mount Rushmore. We went to Deadwood, which was so freaking cool. For anyone who is like a history buff, it was like an old, it's not a ghost town, but it's like a redone town from the days where they used to have like gold rushes and stuff. And like it was an old Western town. So it was so cool. And there is a bar there, not that we went and drank or anything, but there's a bar there where Wild Buffalo Bill was shot. And he's like a famous like outlaw from, you know, the olden times.
Is there a place called Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, so we ate at Buffalo Bills, and there's probably
isn't there a chain? Is it like
Wild Buffalo Wild Wings?
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's what, so we went out there and then we went to Sturgis, which is one of the places known in South Dakota because it is home of the largest bike rally in the whole entire world. So motorcycles galore, which was really cool. So we went to the Harley Davidson store there, took a couple pictures, obviously got some souvenirs, no motorcycles, but you know, like sweatshirt, hat, you know. All that good stuff.
Nice.
And we did the Badlands. And the Badlands, oh my God, I haven't even shown you pictures yet. But
I know.
It literally looks like, so you know how, okay, so you don't know, but South Dakota is like completely flat. And I have a story about this, which is absolutely nutty too. So South Dakota is completely flat. And then all of a sudden, it like drops off. And like you look into these crevices, it's almost like the Grand Canyon to me, at least. But it's like years and years and years, hundreds of millions of years of sedimentary rock that's been eroded away. And you can see like all the layers. There's like fossils, like lots of people find fossils there. But there's wild buffalo, bison that roam around. Remember I showed you the pictures of them, which is so cool. So we saw bison and buffalo and prairie dogs and horned goats. It was just a lot of fun. So that was cool. But I didn't even tell you the story
yet. Awesome.
So when we were on the way back, which was another 5 hours, we drove back those 5 hours, it started pouring rain. It was like a massive storm. There were like alerts coming over the radio saying like, get inside, go into a ground level. I didn't tell mom either. She would have freaked out. I know, it was so nutty. We were looking at the thing. We're in Tornado Alley. It's like tornado season. We're freaking out. But anyway, we're driving. It's pouring rain like crazy. And all of a sudden, Brett's like, there's like these leaves and stuff on the road. I'm like, Brett, they're not leaves. They're freaking frogs. We were, I know. There was millions and millions of frogs like jumping in the
road.
Don't
tell me you ran them over.
I was crying. I was hysterically crying. It was the saddest thing ever. And then I Googled it because I'm like, why the hell are there all these frogs? They're just like kamikaze frogs. Like, I don't understand. And these frogs, it's like this phenomenon that they're like every year, billions of frogs are flattened by the road, like people driving on the road only during the rain because they're attracted out and some are even like sucked up in the wind. And it's like the plague. Like, it was legit raining frogs. It was so weird, so scary. And I was hysterically crying.
What do you mean rain? How is it? Wait. I don't mean to laugh. Wait.
So they were what saying it's 60 mile an hour winds. So these winds are like swooping up these frogs. The frogs are flying across the road. It was so sad. Like, it was terrible. And I looked it up even in like,
it sounds like a terrible thing.
There's frog activists that are trying to petition a different way for the frogs to cross the road.
So they gotta put up a frog fence.
I know, like a frog crossing. Well, yeah, so that happened.
Well, that's really upsetting. But what was cool when you called me with on FaceTime and there was cows. Is that a pickle? Was that a pickle?
It's a breadstick.
Oh.
There's so much farmland out here. And we noticed, like, we were driving off-road in one of the counties. And I don't know. I think the population was, like, 50 people in the whole county or something ridiculous like that. Wow. And we only saw two property lines, meaning, like, we drove for a good hour. And there were only two properties that we actually saw, which meant, like, those were inhabited by two people or two families, which is crazy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, my weekend was good. I had a family-filled weekend. It was really cool, though, because I actually got to, like, get dressed, put my makeup on, go out to dinner. I went out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and yeah, it was just nice to kind of have a little normalcy back in my life. Speaking of putting makeup on, I have to quickly tell everyone about this new product that has literally changed my life. So I tried this new product by Glossier. They are a skincare, makeup, body care, and fragrance company. And you guys probably know them for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with the glowy, dewy skin look, by the way.
Especially during summer. We all love that. So I wanted to talk about the first product. It's a brow flick. So I actually found out about this product probably about a month ago from one of the Kardashian makeup artists, actually. Her name's Ash K. Holm. Shout out to you, girl. She's amazing. I love watching her videos on Instagram. And she mentioned the Glossier Brow Flick. So why I love this product is because it gives you like almost like a microbladed look. So whenever I draw on my eyebrows, I like to use a really, really, really thin eyebrow pencil. And it still never looks super natural. So when I tried the brow flick this week, I was dying over how much it looked like a microbladed brow because it's almost like a marker thin tip. It draws on like hairs basically, so it looks so much more natural. I know. So like even with no makeup on, if you just kind of give it a little flick, it gives you like the most perfect natural looking brow. I used to do the microblading and I don't anymore, and I feel like this is going to be like a tool that replaces it for me, which is awesome. And another product I wanted to talk about from Glossier is the Priming Moisturizer. It's the buildable hydrating cream, and I love how this feels on my skin. It's really hydrating, and my skin's been super dry from the sun during the summer. So this as a base, I highly recommend. I love the Glossier products. I've tried a bunch of them in the past. So you can get either one of these products and check out many more right now if you visit glossier.com/podcast/related. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order. We all love a good discount, guys. But you have to go to glossier.com/podcast/related, and certain exclusions do apply. So for anyone who hasn't heard of the brand, it's glossier.com/podcast/related. So anyway, that was the start of my weekend. I got to get ready, get dressed. I like put on jewelry. I put on like heels. Ooh. Just, you know, I haven't done that in a while. Friday night, me and Anthony, we went out to dinner, just the two of us. And then Saturday, we went and we ended up both getting watches. And then we went out to dinner with his parents, which was nice. Just the four of us. And then yesterday we took out grandma for like an early dinner, her and Joe, because it was Joe's birthday. So it was so cute. Listen to this text that grandma sends me. Aww, today.
I love her.
I can't. She's just so, oh, she's just amazing. She goes, "Just wanted to thank you again from me and Joe for yesterday. We had such a good time. I love being with you and Anthony too. I love you so much. You are an angel from heaven. XOXO." I'm like started crying. I'm like, I just love this woman like just so
she's
much.
So
I can't.
Sweet. I sent her a text for like Joe's birthday and she said something sweet too. It was not, she didn't call me an angel from heaven or anything, but it was
well, we already talked about this. We already talked about who's grandma's favorite.
Well, you might be grandma's favorite. I'm just kidding. I was papa's favorite.
All right. Well, it was funny because grandma said she listened to our podcast when I was with her. I know. I don't know which one it was, but she said the one where we brought up how, I think it was our last episode, which, oh my gosh, I hope she didn't listen to the whole one. I was like,
my God.
But when we brought up how her advice was like the best advice about husband comes first. That's right, ladies. Your husband comes first, because when your kids grow up, who are you going to have left? Sorry. In my life, my husband always came first and my kids second.
Good
I'm
for
like,
you
go
grandma.
You tell him, Grammy.
I'm sure
you tell
sure
them
her,
honey,
everything. Like, her and Papa had the best relationship though.
I know.
Until,
they did,
like, he wasn't able to really take care of himself anymore. But
yeah, what a muffin of a man. So have you learned anything in the past, how long have you been there, a week now?
I've been week and here half? No, it's 11 or 12 days so far. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Is there anything you've learned in some of these workshops that you want to maybe share with all of us? And, you know, we can go from there.
You know, it's crazy because, like, this whole experience has been so freaking transformational. And it always is every single time I do one of these. So with the master NLP practitioner, NLP, for those of you who don't know, is neuro-linguistic programming. We do a lot of mindset work. So while, like, I'm a business coach, we focus specifically on mindset. So the next couple of weeks I'm here just furthering my education in neuro-linguistic programming. So that way I can, you know, transform my life and also help other women transform theirs as well. But it was so interesting because today we did something called Ho'oponopono. Carly, have you ever heard of it before?
I have not. Tell me more. It sounds interesting.
It is so interesting. So I actually didn't realize that I was doing this for some time, but essentially it's like something called cord cutting. cord cutting. There's different types of like Ho'oponopono meditations and prayers that you can say, but the one that we did today specifically was around cord cutting and severing that energy. But essentially what it is, it's like this practice for forgiveness. It's like that severing of the connection that you have energetically with somebody else. And what's really cool is that, like, through the Ho'oponopono, you say four sentences, which are, I am sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. And then what we did today was, I release you. So it was more or less like thanking the person for the things that that specifically taught, but like, I'm sorry for. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know what? Like, for me, it was more like a forgiveness and a cutting of a cord for myself and forgiving myself. And it can be, it can manifest in different ways for different people. But essentially what it did was it allowed me to just like metaphorically sever a tie with, like, people do it in like coaching or wherever, like in relationships or whatever, just to, you know, make sure that that energy is no longer having a hold on you. She prompts us to have the person appear in front of you that you have the most energetic attachment to, that you want to cut. And it was like one of those things where, like, I literally cried for like an hour afterwards because of like how powerful it was, and like allowing myself to forgive me for like all that shit that kind of like I put myself through, but when I was attached to this person.
Is there like an exercise that you can maybe tell people listening that maybe want to try it or at home, or is this something?
Yeah, no, 100%. So like basically the practice of Ho'oponopono will help you understand and heal the experiences in your life that you've essentially attracted or attached yourself to or have been affected by. So basically what you can do at home if you wanted to participate in this sort of cord cutting exercise is like take a deep breath in and close your eyes. And of course, you know, I'm not trained in giving guided meditations, but I do them sometimes. And you can just like breathe in, breathe out, put your hands on your heart, set an intention for what you want to experience right now, and allow yourself to see through your mind's eye. So through like that third eye center with your eyes closed, that a person who you're experiencing a connection to right now, and allow that person to just show up in front of you, all of their features. You're recognizing this person from head to toe. And I want you to tell them, I am sorry. And as you're saying, I am sorry, I want you to just take in what that feels like, what I am sorry feels like to you. And I want you to notice their face, and I want you to see within them something that you can apologize for. So you want to be able to see that light within them, to see themselves, like if you can't bring yourself to apologize to them and say I am sorry, then apologize or say I am sorry to their inner child. So you can say I am sorry, and then the next thing that you'll say is forgive me. So out loud or in your mind, you say forgive me out loud, and then you allow all of those learnings to come to your subconscious. You breathe that in, and then you say thank you. And it's thank you for all of the lessons that you've learned. Thank you for anything that you've taken away from the situation or the experience or from whatever it is that you're wanting to thank this person for. And then you simply say, I love you, and I release you. And now, if this person that appeared to you and like who... if the person who appeared to you isn't someone you want to sever a cord with, then just simply like imagine them just like floating behind you. But if you want to cut that energetic cord, you can just imagine yourself with like a lightsaber or a freaking like sword or something like that, and just like chop that cord that's connecting you to that person's third eye, and just take that string and bring it back to yourself. And you can also like, you can also practice this for no reason at all. Like, you don't have to have a specific person. And just so you know, like, how you do this meditation is completely 100%
your decision entirely. Like, you can chant the four phrases. You can say, I am sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. Or you can apply them to a specific problem or area in your life, regardless of whose fault it is, whether it's your fault, the other person's fault, your past, ancestral, generational, in any of your relationships. Right. Or you can just practice for no reason and just meditate quietly in the state of peace and gratefulness. And as you repeat this out loud or in front of a mirror or saying it to yourself, but essentially you might have questions like, what am I sorry for? And where do I still need that forgiveness? Where am I still seeking forgiveness? What am I thankful for? Do I really feel love? Why am I worthy of love? Where do I want to feel more love? And, you know, sometimes the answers are like super empowering and enlightening. And sometimes you just receive learnings and you don't even know what those indications are. So it was just such a cool experience today. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're looking at me like,
No, I'm just hypnotized just watching you. No, I'm listening. I love that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think the coolest thing is like, you just,
maybe.
The most important thing though, Car, is that like, you can't be afraid to just like let the words and questions come up, because this is something that just happens and it just flows. You know, you don't need answers. You don't need them right away. Just, you know, it shouldn't ever be forced. So just a really cool exercise. I think if you go to YouTube or something like that, you can probably Google a Ho'oponopono meditation or something. That might be helpful too.
I love that. And when we were in Salem, the lady that we saw, she was saying how we all need to meditate more. The world needs to meditate more. Yeah, I don't know. Did we talk a little bit about meditation? We think we did. I mentioned the guy that I've listened to before, but she had mentioned that they have... like she asked, like, what do you see when you're meditating? And I always thought to meditate, it's to clear your mind, to like have no thoughts whatsoever. So she said that there's certain meditation apps and different, like, I guess, websites where you can go on and you can like learn how to like properly meditate. And I think that's really cool. And I have never done it. So maybe we find some. We'll start looking it up. And if we find any good ones, we'll let you guys know next week. For sure.
Yeah. And I think like specifically with what you were saying, and even like this one, the Ho'oponopono, it's just about healing, you know, and achieving that inner peace that I feel like there's like we're all searching for. We're all searching for that inner peace. We're all searching for that forgiveness. The world. Exactly. The world is just searching for that inner peace. And I think that that's actually something that has come up for me a lot over the last week and a half, is not just like inner peace, but like world transformation, which is really funny that like it's gone there. But like for me, like with like purpose and
that's
stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. The world needs more people like that, and more good energy and more good vibes. And
the world we'll needs more of you.
No, seriously though, it's so true. And I think this year especially is making a lot of people wake up and, you know, think about things that maybe they never would have thought about in their everyday normal life. So I think we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is awesome. And I think big crazy things like what's going on now need to happen in order for people to wake up and change. So as hard as it all seems right now, I think, you know, I think in hard times is when you grow the most. And I think, you know, what's crazy is it's almost August, and that means it's almost September, October, November, December, and then it's almost 2021. So we almost made it through this year, guys.
Way to project, Car. If we're going there, then we might as well.
I know, it's basically 2025. I'm basically 30, so that's why when my birthday is basically here, I keep saying basically.
Literally.
The year's almost over, right? Wait, really quick, because while we're talking about this, I don't want to forget, like we did last time, we had mentioned that anyone who rates and reviews our podcast, we will give them a little shout out. So why don't we go, why don't you pick one and I'll pick one?
That's a good idea.
Give someone a little a little shout out. Remember when I did that giveaway with Danny came with me to Florida for Veronica?
Yeah.
And And it's Bethany. She rated it. She goes, Veronica, Veronica, I freaking love you. I met Carly a while back for a giveaway, and I can confidently say she is the sweetest in person. She is true to herself, and she loves others so deeply. So excited for this podcast with her sis, and would love to see Danny in an episode, too. Love you all.
Oh, we have
you, girl.
Dan.
So
cute. Oh, that was so sweet. I love, love, love your podcast. I feel it's the greatest collaboration ever. I am listening, and I feel like we are all together talking stories, drinking wine, and eating chips and guacamole. I love you both so much. And congratulations, ladies, on your success and to your new bundle of joy, Amanda. I am so proud of you, Amanda. I am also 7 years clean and sober. I agree with all you say about the demons. I am so proud of us. Keep up the amazing job, and you are very blessed. You have a sister and family that love you so much. That's so sweet. This was from Gloves.
What was her name?
Gloves, or G Loves J 637. Sisters are the
yeah,
best.
It's probably G Loves J, not Gloves.
Gloves. Gloves J.
Let's give a shout out to G Loves J.
G Loves J.
Because I love that, because I've seen a lot of people saying that they feel like they're kind of just sitting down with their friend talking. And I think that was our purpose of this. Yeah. Like, you know, obviously it's me and Amanda talking, but, you know, we want it to be like girl time. Like, everyone loves a good girl time session where you're going to talk about shit that, right? Like, listening to some of these podcast episodes back, I'm like, oh, I wish so-and-so doesn't hear this, or oh, I wish that, because, you know, we get a little bit out of line. But, like, sometimes this is real life girl talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is, like, what we'd be talking about in real life. So it's fun to have you guys like come along with us and be a part of this with us, because we love you.
I love it. I know. It's like the best. All right,
let me do one more.
Yeah.
Rachel Kiefel wants to know. Oh my God. Do you see? I'm so used to answering the Q&A's that I got wants to know.
Oh my God.
I'm such a dumbass. No. So she says, I love feeling like I'm sitting in the same room as Carly and Amanda, simply chatting and hanging out. That kind of relatability.
Ooh.
Relatability. Can be hard to come by, so it's so refreshing. Being pregnant, high risk, and having a 1-year-old at home during these times has been so hard, and I've been feeling extra anxious, stressed, and alone at times, and listening to this podcast always puts me in a better mood. I can relate to Amanda's past so much, and I love and appreciate how open she is with her story. We need more women who have struggled to open up and empower others like you both have done. Thank you for inspiring me to do more and never settle. Seriously loving this podcast.
Oh.
As I have tears in my eyes.
I know. You know what? I've been getting...
Rachel, we love you.
We love you so much.
We love you,
yeah, Rachel.
Yes,
we love you. Oh, but she's pregnant too, man.
I love
so
that.
She's so... But yeah, you're going to get through this. This is, you know, I always say that to Amanda too when she calls me up like a little stressed or a little more upset than usual. I'm like, listen, you're pregnant. You're growing another human. Mm. Your hormones are going crazy. Like, give yourself a little bit of a break. Like, you know, I mean, I can't relate. I can't imagine how it feels. And I'm sure I'm going to be the craziest bitch alive when that day comes. But like, it's okay to cry and be crazy, and mm-hmm. you know, it's okay. Give yourself a little credit. You know, you're literally growing.
You're growing a human.
Being.
You're growing a human, Rachel.
That's a lot.
It's
that
okay.
takes a lot of work.
It is okay.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, honey boo.
That's right.
You know what I really want to do?
What?
I want to feng shui my house. I know you did it when you were out in the city, and I know when we were in Salem, I picked up some sage and candles. I wanted to like sage the house, clear the energy, and then have someone come in and right, like they rearranged your whole house.
Oh my
like
God. It was...
For those of you guys that don't know what feng shui is, Amanda, you want to tell them? You could probably explain it better than me.
It's just like the energetic realignment of your house, like the way that energy is going to flow from room to room, or something along those lines. I mean, I don't know the exact
yeah.
definition.
Feng shui, also known as Chinese geomancy,
I don't know,
is a pseudoscientific traditional practice originating from ancient China, which claims to use energy forces to harmonize individuals with their surrounding environment. Mm. The term feng shui literally translates as wind water in English.
That's cool.
Right. So like you, when you did it, tell them a little bit about your story.
So she came in and she just kind of like rearranged some of the furniture and the paintings in the apartment. And it was interesting because mm-hmm. like our whole apartment was like gray and like blues and whites and silvers. We had some golds and stuff. And she walks in and she's like,
She's like, it feels like death in here. I was like, what? I loved my decoration.
She would hate my house.
I know. I was like, what do you mean? I love all the decorations. I think it looks so beautiful. It's just so pretty. She's like, literally, that shouts death. It's like silver, icy. Even like the chandelier you have is like those crystals. It reminds me of icicles. And then, you know, the painting that or the picture that I had on the wall is of me and Brett in the rain for one of our engagement photos. And then we had two other pictures of like New York City scenery, but it was all in the wintertime with like snow and stuff. She's like, you even have like the dead trees like from the snow.
Oh my god.
Yeah, literally. But she rearranged things to like make the colors balanced and everything, and ever since then, like, it was just like a really good energy shift, which is really cool. But she like cinnamon oiled like the corners and stuff of the house. She put cinnamon oil and stuff. I mean, I'm not too familiar with it, but I just know that we felt a good shift, so it was nice.
Yeah, if any of you guys have someone that you recommend that's in the tri-state area, let us know. Yeah, I still haven't gone to the ocean to clear my crystal wand that I got. the other night I was like, I had it in my hand and I looked at Anthony. I'm like, you're gonna win that poker tonight. And he didn't win. So I'm like, oh, I gotta go. No, he didn't win because I gotta go clear it. That's my.
Has he been caressing that was my the crystal excuse. That I gave him?
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on, one second. I'm gonna FaceTime him. I'm gonna FaceTime you.
Hi.
Have you been caressing the crystal that Amanda gave you?
The one that Brett gave me?
Amanda gave it to you.
I thought Brett gave it to me.
Oh, but it was from Amanda.
Oh. Every morning when I brush my teeth.
Do you really?
In my left hand.
Really? You caress it every morning?
When you give money, you give with your right. Mm-hmm. When you receive with your left.
So you rub it with your left?
I rub it with my left and brush my teeth with my right.
Aw, all right. I didn't know. I was like, I wonder if you even remembered. That's why I just wanted to call you. We were just talking about
That's
it.
So nice.
Yes, I do.
Yay. Okay, I love you. Love
Is
you.
Is that all?
That's all. Well.
You almost done?
Yeah.
Love you,
man. Are you playing poker?
I am.
Speaking of poker, he was playing last night. I know, but he was playing last night and he went to go make a sandwich and I was playing for him and I won two hands.
No.
Boom.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then I wrote on the chat, I was like, Anthony went to go make a sandwich. That's me. That's me winning or something. And then no one responded. I was like, oh, these guys
rude.
Are here.
They're How sore rude was losers. That? I bet Brett didn't even tell me about
I
that.
Know. Yeah, rude. Brett was like, oh, I thought I caught you saying that. I'm like, yeah, no one responded. He was like, yeah, probably no one saw it. I'm like, okay.
Loved our episode today. I think next week we are going to have two surprise guests.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's not tell them who, though.
No, we can't tell them who.
So why don't we wrap up today's episode with a little quote?
Yeah, like always.
Forgiveness is not about letting someone off the hook for their actions,
but freeing ourselves of negative energies that bind us to them. I love that. I think Amen. that is such a perfect quote for today. Especially with
definitely
the forgiveness stuff. But before we say goodnight, I want to see, like, leave comments, subscribe, let us know how the forgiveness exercise worked for you guys. We want to hear all about your experience with Ho'oponopono and drop it down in the comments below.
Yeah. And then you will also get a chance to be shouted out next week on next week's episode.
That's right.
So thank you guys in advance for listening. Thank you for the support, the love, and we love hearing your feedback. So,
oh my god, my favorite is when everyone shares every week. I love just like seeing all the different listeners and stuff like that. It's just so fun. It's so great. Right. It's really
amazing.
Really cool.
We are so grateful.
So grateful.
Yeah. Awesome.
Happy Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys. Love you. Have a good one.